Today, we're diving into an intriguing topic in the AI space: how skills and MCP interact, and why that matters for developers and businesses alike. There's been a lot of chatter around the idea that skills have killed MCP, but I think it's time we unpack that.
Absolutely. Just framing it that way makes it sound like a dramatic showdown, but it's more nuanced than that. Skills and MCP serve different but complementary roles in how AI agents function. Can you break down what each component actually does?
Sure. Skills are essentially guidelines. They encode processes, conventions, and knowledge that help AI agents understand how to perform tasks. On the other hand, MCP is where the actual execution happens. It's like the engine that powers the vehicle.
That's a great analogy. So if skills are like the user manual, MCP is the machinery that makes it run. Why is it important for developers to understand this relationship?
It matters because it helps developers recognize that both elements are essential for effective AI performance. Without MCP, you might have great instructions, but no way to execute them. Conversely, without skills, you could execute tasks without understanding the context.
Interesting. So, can you give us some real-world implications of this interplay? Who benefits from this understanding? Definitely. For example, companies that integrate AI to automate workflows can improve efficiency significantly. If they understand how skills guide execution through MCP, they can create more powerful AI agents that not only perform tasks, but do so intelligently. Right? And can you provide a concrete example of how this would work in practice? Maybe Intindigen